Beloved, Christ is in our midst. The parable Jesus tells us today is very short, but it is interesting in many ways, not least of which is the fact that there's only one human being in this parable. Many other times Jesus tells parables, there's several people, or at least a couple. But in this one, there's only one person. And if we listen to the gospel, we heard how many times this one person said, I, what I have, or my barns, my field, my crops, my soul. It tells us something already that this one person speaks to no one else but to himself. Never does he give thanks to God, turn to him in thanksgiving for all of his blessings, but instead he is only concerned with the things external to this life. And by external, I mean the things that die, that pass away, that we don't take with us. Not food, not drink, not crops, not barns, not homes, not cars, not property, not money. None of those things do we take with us. But this man's life was lived in these things. He thought this is where his life was, outside of him, in all the possessions, all that he had. And he missed the life inside of him. Because we hear another voice, not a human voice, but God. And his first word is fool. Fool. What a word. What a judgment. Elsewhere, Jesus tells us, if we call our brother or sister a fool, we are liable to judgment, which shows us that only God may judge. Only he can say that word, fool, because he is the judge. And ever we do it, we kick him off his throne and put ourselves in his place to judge. God, going back to the parable, God calls the man fool. And he says, where is all of this you have going to be? Your soul's required of you this very night. Who will all this belong to? The man's heart was so narrowed to see only these external things and miss God present in himself that he never even entered into converse with God, never spoke with him. And so he is going to discover that night that all that he thought were blessings, which are, but are relative blessings, relative because they do not endure, he was going to discover that his soul was required of him, and all of this was nothing, dust and ashes to be consumed by the earth, and his precious soul was going to go before God for judgment. And seeing how we can live in a way that doesn't bring about this dreadful judgment that the man will experience, we can look to the epistle today of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Because he begins by telling the people, plural, he's not speaking just to one person, but people. And he's telling them to live in lowliness. Consider themselves less than others. Live in meekness, not simply seeking their own way. Being patient with one another. In some translations, it has forbearing one another. This translation we heard today said, bearing with one another in love. So that our life is larger than ourselves And it certainly is more than the external things of life. That our life is together as members of Christ's body and He who is the head. That we are members with one another. That as the saints say, our life is with our neighbor. Our life is with our brother, our sister. With every human person, there is our life. As a 19th century Russian theologian put it, when we fall alone. But no one is saved alone. Our salvation is with one another. Praying for one another. Supporting one another. Having our hearts enlarged to encompass each one of us, one another. Because this is what God does. We are all in Him, and He in us. Near the very last line of the epistle, it said, God the Father is through all. And He said, and He is in you all. He doesn't simply say He's in all. He said He is in you all. God is in each one of you, each one of us, each human being, because every human being is fashioned in His image. And if we see that, then yes, we will be lowly. We will be meek. We will bear with one another because we know we are all connected to Christ. And one modern day, he's not yet canonized as a saint, but I think he will be. One modern day Greek elder put it so beautifully about being patient with one another. You be patient with your own passions. Be patient with my passions, and so you will become a saint.